My name is Dan Tranter. I'm the indoor air supervisor at the Minnesota Department of Health.
All right, Dan. Well, wanted to visit with you a little bit. I was looking at the latest data that was coming out of the Minnesota Department of Health when we talk about radon. I know the levels of homes being tested has increased since 2010, but we're not really where we want to be. What can you tell me?
Yeah, that's correct. An analysis we did found that between 2010 and 2014, so for that most recent five-year period, only about 1% of homes tested for radon in the state. We like every home and every building to test every 5 years. So the ideal goal is 100% of homes tested every 5 years, but our most recent time frame showed only 1% had tested. It is an increase, as you say. In 2010, we saw fewer homes tested at that time compared to 2014. So the testing is trending in the right direction. We are seeing more testing, but we're still much below where we'd like to be.
And, you know, when we talk about radon, can you tell us a little bit about this gas and why it's so important to know if we have radon in our homes?
Radon is a colorless, odorless soil gas. It comes from the ground. It seeps into our homes. It is a type of radiation. So when we breathe radon for an extended period of time, for many months or years, it causes damage to our lungs. And that damage can lead to the development of lung cancer. It is a very significant lung carcinogen. After smoking, it is the leading cause of lung cancer and the leading cause in non-smokers. The U.S. EPA has estimated that at least 21,000 lung cancer deaths each year in the U.S. are linked to radon. So it is a very significant public health concern, a very big hazard in our homes that we need to test for and fix. Every homeowner should test their home. It is very preventable to reduce your risk from radon-induced lung cancer simply by testing, and where necessary, if you have high levels, by installing a radon reduction system.
And you know, you mentioned testing, that Minnesotans should get their homes tested for it. I think I had read a statistic that 2 in 5 homes have dangerous levels of radon. How does a Minnesota family move forward in testing? Is it a hard process?
Not at all. It's very easy to test your own home yourself. We do have a recommendation for real estate transactions. When you buy a home, we recommend you hire a third party like a home inspector to test the property before you buy it. But for most of us, when we test, we're just testing a home that we live in. And there are some very simple do-it-yourself test kits out there. You can get them from counties in many cases. They're either free or for a few dollars through county health departments. I always suggest people start with their county health departments to see if they have kits. If they don't, you can also get test kits online through links available from the Minnesota Department of Health to reputable laboratories. They're only $9.95 for a short-term test online, but like I said, it can be free in many cases from the county. You can also get test kits from hardware stores. They do cost a little more, but people can go get kits there. Any which way you get the kit, they're designed for the homeowner to use themselves. They place the test kit in the lowest lived-in part of the home, so that may be the basement. If you spend like 10 hours a week in the basement, or maybe the next level up, you test for a few days, you seal up the test device, you send it off to a laboratory. The laboratory then analyzes the test device and sends a report back to the customer with a radon level. Now, in many cases, we do recommend a second test to confirm that initial test. If the levels come back high, and by high we mean typically we say if it's over 4 picocuries per liter, and picocuries per liter are the units of radiation. If it's over 4, we highly recommend mitigation. But we also recommend considering mitigation between 2 and 4. And mitigation means installing a radon reduction system.
And Dan, do you encourage renters to maybe talk to their landlords about radon?
Absolutely, yeah. I think everyone should test their homes, whether you own or you rent. You should find out whether you're being exposed to this significant hazard, this gas that you can't see or smell. You can certainly, as a renter, talk to your landlord first and then test and see if the landlord's willing to install a radon mitigation system. I would hope that a lot of landlords would, especially if they like their tenant and they want to keep them. Or tenants could just test the home themselves. They don't necessarily need to consult their landlord ahead of time just to find out what the levels are and then talk to the landlord after they've tested. But whether you own or you rent, everyone should test their homes. We also encourage schools and other buildings, commercial buildings, to test as well to see if there's radon in those types of buildings as well.
And I understand that winter is the best time to test. Is that correct?
Yeah, we can test any time of the year. Levels tend to be a little bit higher in Minnesota in the winter, although we see high levels every season, spring, summer, fall as well. So people can test any time of the year. The harder part really is keeping the exterior doors and windows closed with short-term testing. People should keep those windows and doors closed except for normal entry and exit. And, of course, in the winter, that's not a concern because people are going to keep their windows and doors closed. So the challenge really is more, can you keep your windows and doors closed in the spring through fall? If you can remember to do that, then you can certainly do a valid test in the spring, summer, or fall as well. So we recommend testing any time of the year, but focus on the winter season especially.
And then my last question for you, is there any area of the state that sees higher levels of radon, or is it across the board?
Well, radon levels are high across the state. We see elevated levels in every county and every zip code. It may vary from 20 to 60% of homes being high, in some cases 70% of homes being high. So whether you have a 20% chance or you have a 60 or 70% chance, those are high odds. So we encourage everyone in every part of the state to test to find out if they have a radon problem. And if they do, it is easy to test. If they do have a problem, they can install a radon reduction system. We recommend using a certified radon mitigation professional to reduce radon levels in the home.